Episode 2220, Reconnect with Your Spouse.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an incredible weekend. Can you believe it? It's a Super Bowl weekend. That means every weekend should be the Super Bowl. Oh, yes. Okay, if you don't like football, come on, go for the snacks at least. It's time for Relationship Builders, Reconnect with Your Spouse. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what do football and marriage have in common? You know, the game is won with the connection, and so is marriage. Reconnect with your spouse and reignite the passion. Well, you got to know, if football's here, oh yes, bring it on. We're talking about the Super Bowl. And what's more important in your life when you're married than the Super Bowl marriage? Yes, if you're married, right, your everyday Super Bowl is your marriage. Think about it. But unfortunately, we do not put the time and practice in to win the everyday Super Bowl. We let life happen and react accordingly to our moods and our feelings, which all can mislead us. Come on, think about it. You have misread and been misled by your spouse because of your own personal feelings. Be honest about it. I know you want to place blame on your other one, meaning your spouse, but you got to take responsibility. Think about Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Oh yeah, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. What better game, right? I mean, come on, the oldest quarterback and then almost the youngest quarterback, but he's going back-to-back Super Bowls. It is an amazing feat that both of them are trying to accomplish. Tom Brady's going for his 10th Super Bowl. How long have you been going for your 10 years of marriage? Are you really playing to win the game? Because let's look at Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think they get up excited every morning wanting to get to practice and work out? Do they just rise up and go, yes, today is my Super Bowl day. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go in. I'm going to sweat for 14 hours. I'm going to come home. I'm going to be exhausted. And then I'm going to watch film. And then eventually I'm going to go to bed. And then when I wake up again, I'm starting all over. Maybe initially they said that, but don't you think it gets a little old? Yeah, come on. I mean, be real. No, of course they don't just wake up every single morning. That would be that they're perfect. But you see, they're human. And the difference is, because of Brady and Mahomes, they're committed to connecting with their receivers every single time they go out. The more completions, the better the results. That's the focus. That is when what? You get the most completions on your team. Doesn't matter if the wide receiver is catching it or if you've got a middle lineman that's doing something crazy and he catches the ball and still runs it in for a touchdown. It's the completions that wins the game. A better marriage comes with completions. You got to be willing to get up and put in the practice and the dedication. Are you getting up with the idea of, you know what, I want to go to that 10th Super Bowl? Are you getting up with that feistiness and sass in you going, you know what, yeah, I'm going back to back Super Bowl. We're going to win this. And I know we can. No, unfortunately, we don't. We let life take control and all we do is react. Where does that get us in our marriage? Is it working for you? Do you like it? I mean, seriously, think about it. Do you love the person you're sleeping next to? with this extraordinary amount of empathy and compassion that no matter what happens, listen to that, you're drawn closer to them. If we're honest, we're going to say, yeah, no, sometimes he just makes me mad and I want nothing to do with him. That's fine if it's a moment. But what happens if that's the feeling and you're putting that in your love bank account? That's called a withdrawal. And when you keep withdrawing things like that, what happens? You end up with a negative account and then there's nothing to withdraw from. A better marriage comes with much practice and dedication. The key, you know it, is connection. You got to be the Tom Brady and the Patrick Mahomes for your marriage. So it's time to put in the work and reconnect with your spouse. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reconnect with your spouse. Something that seems so simple can be the most challenging. Think of all the stuff in life that gets in our way when it comes to our own relationships. Now think about just your marriage. If I was to list everything right now that gets in the way of my marriage, everything, I'm talking everything, from emptying out the kitty litter box. Oh yes, you heard me right. That can even be a sore spot in my marriage. We'd be here for hours. My list would be like much longer than my Santa Claus list from all my children and my grandson. If you want that Super Bowl marriage every day, you have to be willing to put in the practice. So when it's game time, you never miss a throw or a catch. Because remember, you've got to be just as good with throwing as you do as receiving. It's a two-way street. So let's break down some game plans for your marriage. Come on. It's going to be just like the Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady have done every successful season of their careers. We got to do this. So what does it look like to reconnect with your spouse? Number one, you've got to physically connect. Think of it as the fond bond of your physical touch. Now, yes, it can be sexual intimacy, but that is not the only thing. Now, my guys, if you're listening, I know you're like, well, why wouldn't it be the only thing? I'm all for it. I get it. Women, most of the time, you're kind of in, but the guys tend to lean more towards the sexual intimacy. Men, listen up here. Us women, we like a little bit of the before play. Or wait, we don't even have to get to sexual intimacy. We just want you to hold our hand. We just want you to play with our hair, or to caress our back, or to rub our shoulders. We just want you to snuggle up next to us in bed and cuddle. The physical connection is not always just about the full sexual intimacy part, the intercourse. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's the physicality of it. The little peck on the cheek. The little nuzzle as you walk out to work. That is building your everyday Super Bowl for your marriage. So physically connect. Number two, strategically connect. It is important to know your spouse and have a game plan to connect the way he wants to be connected with. So how does your partner receive things? Because you can't sit here and say, well, I like it this way, and this is the only way I'm going to throw it. Do you think Tom Brady can only throw one way? No. He has to adapt to the receiver that he's throwing to. We got to do the same thing in marriage. We've got to adapt to our spouse the way they receive things. At the same time as they throw something to us, we got to be able to adapt the other way too. So strategically connect. What is it? You know, Gary Chapman wrote the book, The Five Love Languages. And you can sit there and say, okay, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Whatever one you are, great. And if you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Christiane, that's fine. You don't have to go and understand the five love languages. Just think about what you like. Are you one who likes to give gifts? Is that part of your love language? Do you like acts of service? Right? There's all different ways. And some people, it doesn't break into just one specific area. All you have to do is stop long enough, bury the busyness, and look at your spouse and say, gosh, what is it with her? What lights her up when I do something for her? That's a key there, right? That's a connection. That's what I mean by being strategic. You plan it out. If you have someone who receives love being written notes, then if you're always just telling your sweetheart, hey, babe, I love you so much, those are great words. And I'm sure they receive it to a degree. But they may receive it more if you actually write it down. If you have your spouse who has a box or a treasure trove of all your little notes that you have given over the past however many years you've been married or even during your dating time, that's a good indication that that's a love language of theirs. So don't you think you could grab a post-it and once in a while put a post-it somewhere and surprise him and say, I see you. I just want you to know I love you. What if you did this every single day? Every single day, that's 365 days of the year. And you wrote a little love note to your spouse. What I love about you. And all you did was you gave that to your spouse. Do you think that would help you win in the long run? Do you think you might be on track for a Super Bowl marriage? You better believe it. And I know we're all tired sometimes. We get exhausted. But you have got to be willing to put in that work and practice. You got to be the Patrick Mahomes and say, you know what? I'm going long again. I got this. I'm going to keep doing it. You got to be the Tom Brady and say, you know what? I may be getting older, but I can still play the game. Your marriage can still rock. You can have extreme passion in your marriage, but it takes you to be physically connected, strategically connected, and finally, number three, emotionally connected. It's easy to get trapped in your own stuff and forget about the spouse you're doing life with, right? We're just like, yeah, you know, I got this. And there are seasons for that. Understand. You know, when my husband was going to graduate school and he was getting his doctorate and he was working, oh, you better believe, who was there? Yeah, I was picking up a lot of the extra stuff that he didn't do. And it wasn't just for 1 week. It was for months upon months upon months. We're talking 4 years. Plus another five, plus another one. You do the math. And I'm not talking that was college time. I'm talking that's postgraduate time. That's a lot of time to be picking up those years. But you see, I can't get stuck in just my own stuff. I have to be willing to give also. Be intentional about connecting emotionally. This means you have to work on your empathy. And that takes, you got it, practice. Sometimes you got to have a huddle for yourself and say, all right, man, what are we going to do today? We got this. I want to have this Super Bowl marriage every day. What am I doing today to love on my spouse? What am I doing today to show her how amazing she is? What am I doing today to show him that he is king of our house? I love him. Yeah, he drives me crazy. I get mad once in a while, but I still love him. Physically connect, strategically connect, and emotionally connect. Now understand, I know this takes work. I think I've said that about at least five times during our time here right now. But in the long run, every day becomes the opportunity to do what? To win the Super Bowl. And isn't it worth that? Isn't that worth it all? There are teams out there that wish they were sitting this week where Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are sitting right now. They wish they had that opportunity. But you see, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs as a team, a cohesive individual teams, obviously they're not coming together because they each want to win, right, their own Super Bowl. Well, don't you think you need to be in the game of life and have an incredible marriage every single day and get up and practice it? And I know when you get tired, you get up and you do it again. It is worth everything. And think about this. Remember, you're playing on the same team. When Patrick Mahomes throws a pass to his teammate, you better believe they're going to be looking for that ball. And you better believe the expectation that Patrick Mahomes has for his receiver, whoever's receiving that ball, whether it's a pass, whether it's a handoff, is that they're ready and they're playing in the same game. So get your huddle together. It's time for that everyday Super Bowl for your marriage. Get your plan and reconnect with your spouse. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful, beautiful Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.